The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All we do is talk in the dirty dollhouse. Yeah, all we do is talk in Kev's dirty dollhouse. I didn't kiss your girl. Oh no, and I didn't kiss your boy. All we did was talk, and when we had sex, only I made noise. I was crying because the love that we made was so sweet.
Yo, roof, roof, roof. Yo, what up, all you dirty ass dogs and sweet little sexy canines? Come on over here, baby. Waggle your tail on my nut. Y'all know what that means. Y'all know who it is. It's the kid. It's your boy, Kev, aka the dirty dog. And we're back. We're back in the dirty dog house, baby. That's right. 2020, awesome year. Nothing bad has been going on at all in my life or in the entire world's life. It's all been gravy.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can. Holding on to one another's hands. Trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me and we tumble to the ground. And then you say, I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around. But I think we're alone now. Just me and Toof having lots of sex in the dirty dog house.
But alrighty, all jokes aside, I do hope everyone is doing well. Hopefully your summers are going great. The world sucks right now, let's be honest. This year sucks. A lot of bad shit's been going on. But I do not want to keep this as a complete drag. And so we'll get some of the stuff out of the way right now. I want to say thank you so much to everyone that has reached out to me and contacted me in regards to my father. Sadly, he did end up passing away last week. That's why there was no episode last week, although we did record one the day after he passed, and it was just kind of, I mean, you wouldn't expect the energy or anything to be that great in it, but there are some random funny parts in it. We tell some stories about my dad and some other stuff, but yeah, I just couldn't find myself to really listen to it back and edit it and all that, but maybe one day I'll post it up. But yeah, we should be back on schedule after this. We're going to record a regular episode tomorrow. Got something very special planned tomorrow. It's not going to be a true crime. However, I did want to do something special because today is June 3rd, and that is your boy Kev's birthday. Oh, yeah. I'm surrounded by so many girls, so many naked, sexy girls. They have things they want to say.
Oh, hey, Kevin, I think you're so fucking sexy. But on top of that, I don't think you're a nerd. I think you're super cool.
Wow, that was awesome. That was really nice of that girl to say that. And you know what else is pretty cool? There's also someone else here who's pretty badass, but I think they are going to be nice to me for some reason.
Yo, what's up, Kev? I also think you're super cool. It's me, the Ogre.
Alrighty, that was cool shit, man. That was all cool shit. I didn't just get a soundboard to fuck around with. Those were all real things. But anyways, back to it being my birthday, I wanted to do something special. So, as you all know, I spend money on Fiverr a lot for random dumb shit that makes me happy for brief moments of my life. And I decided, you know what, let's get fucking weird. I found a girl on there who writes erotic fan fiction or just erotic stories about anything. Part of her description was that, like, it doesn't matter what your fetish is. This can be as raunchy as you want. Nothing is off limits except for, like, children and rape and stuff, which I'm like, well, scratch idea number one. I'm just joking. But I was like, okay. I was like, this is what I want. I was like, I just want this story to be about five guys, five friends who happen to be on a podcast together. And their names are Kevin, Tim, Spencer, Toof, and Andrew. And I don't care what it's about or what happens. I just want you to write an erotic story starring those five guys. My only request is that they all have small wieners, but Andrew's is the smallest. Within a minute of sending that, she cancels the order and says, I cannot help you. I wish you would have contacted me first. I'm like, okay. I mean, a simple wrong would have been all right. So I changed it up a little bit. I was like, okay, that's not going to happen. I get it. So I found a guy in Bangladesh who wrote a horror story that is going to be about your boys. And I didn't read it yet. He sent it to me. I did not read it. We're going to read it on the next episode. And then I'll talk more about it and explain the details of it. But I have a feeling it's going to be pretty good. I'll tell you that much. And once again, real quick, just a special thank you for real. Everyone that contacted me, emailed me, sent me messages, voicemails, and everything. You have all been very helpful, and that means the absolute world to me. I didn't reply back to any of them, I don't think, and I didn't mean for that to be bad or like seem shitty of me. I don't know. They helped me out. I just didn't want to reply. I don't know why I didn't reply to them. I'm sorry. I guess that is just me being a dick, but I didn't mean it to be that way. But I did read them all, and you guys and gals are awesome for real. It's like, it's so cool that everyone reached out to me like that. So, alrighty, I do have some voicemails. I have no idea what they are. I don't know which ones I've listened to or which ones are from the old episodes or not. So, hopefully this all goes all right. And then, yeah, let me go ahead and pull that up. If you want to call in, you can leave a voicemail. And that number is 419-528-8679. And that is just a hotline. You call and leave a voicemail, and I'll download it, play it on the show. And you can either tell a story or just talk to me. Maybe you have something going on in your life. You want some advice, anything at all. It doesn't matter. It's always a lot of fun, too. So we'll read some texts. If you're a little shy, you can send in some texts as well. But yeah, it's always a good time. Always some fun. Before we get into that, though, I do have, like I said, I don't want this to be a bummer or be sad or anything like that, but I do have a couple funny stories about my dad. And we told him on the episode we just recorded, but I don't know if we'll release that or not. But my dad, growing up, he liked this pizza place that was called Danelle's. This pizza sucks. So much asshole, so much dick. This pizza sucks. It's not good at all. And that was the only place my dad would eat pizza. And for some reason, I don't know why he liked it. All the other places, he'd be like, Papa John's. We ain't eating Papa John's. We ain't eating Domino's. Like, he didn't like any pizza at all, but he liked this shitty Danelle's pizza. Half the time, and I love pizza, but half the time if he got it, I'd be like, you know, I'll just fucking eat cereal or something. And speaking of cereal, I'm sorry, I always get sidetracked. We had an old manager who had a kid who had a lazy eye, and he was kind of looked like a little, just a little ghoul kid. And me, Tim, and Andrew, we would refer to him as Frankenberry. So that's kind of a little fun joke. Oh, Frankenberry's here. But okay, so back to the pizza story. It's the only pizza my dad would ever eat. And after he passed away, Sarah, my girlfriend, she was meeting with my family because I still went to work. I didn't want to stay home and just be sad as fuck. So I still went to work and everything. And so she was hanging out with my family, and she's messaging me. She's like, yeah, we're all going to go out for pizza. And I knew. I was like, oh, God, please don't go there. She's like, yeah, we're going to go get pizza at your dad's favorite place, Danelle's. I was like, oh, my God, that pizza sucks, dick. It's fucking garbage. And it's just kind of like a funny-ass final hashtag wildman move that my dad did, that it's like, he's like all the family is eating this shitty pizza one last time in honor of him. And he's the only one that like ever fucking liked this pizza. But for some reason, we looked it up on Google and it's got like almost 100 ratings and like a 4.7 out of 5. I have no idea how, because it's not good. But yeah, that was just kind of a funny story, I guess. Let's see. We got some, holy shit. Yeah, we got some texts we're going to read here. We got a lot of them. So I'll just read this one first. It is, this is from our boy Eric. I believe it's Eric from Montana. Yeah, so here we go. He says, I got a story of misfortune that will hopefully bring you a little joy. I was 17 or 18 at the time. I had lived on my own with my girlfriend since 16. Well, her little brother wanted to live with us, and it was a huge mistake, but more great stories, like a time I tied a huge floppy dong under his SUV, and he drove it around with it flopping around for over a week. Fuck yeah, hashtag wild, man. Anyway, their parents live like 45 minutes away in a podunk town. I don't know what that means. That sounds cool, though. I'm guessing just like a middle of nowhere shitty town, and based on this story, that's what it sounds like. But he says, anyways, his girlfriend's brother was moving in with him, and they were making their way from their parents' house 45 minutes away that had one McDonald's, and that was pretty much it. So he's packing, and I was dying. I had to shit bad, like doubled over, lactose intolerant of the world unite, sweating, had to shit. And surprise, 9 family members weren't allowed in their dumpy fucking double wide. So I'm clutching cheek for the fate of the world. I tell my girl to stay there, and I go to my only safe haven, Mickey D's. Hell yeah. My dad always just called McDonald's shitters, and he thought that was really funny, and he called it that for like 30 years. Hey, son, we're going to shitters. You want anything? Yeah, I'll take a McDouble, ketchup only. Nope, we can't do that. That's a special order, son. We'll be there all day. That's a true story. He said that once, that I couldn't get McDouble ketchup only because a special order would make him wait at McDonald's all day. Rest in peace, Dad. That's funny shit. But one time I got Chinese food for my mom, but he doesn't like Chinese food, so I went across town to get him fucking Little Caesars, which is another shitty pizza, but I love Little Caesars. Anyways, so he heads out to Mickey D's. I make it to the parking lot inside the building, clutching cheeks, and wouldn't you know, the men's bathroom was closed. So I had to use the women's. Nah, the men's was open. I made it to the stall. As soon as my pants cleared my single barrel butthole, I shotgun blasted everything but the inside of the toilet. I was mad jacked on adrenaline. And much like Red, I did a ninja swipe on my little brown eye and proceeded to get the fuck out of there as quick as I came. Never went back to this day. Oh, fuck yeah. He'll laugh at the dark stuff, right? And then he says, keep up the amazing work you're doing. Hashtag wild, man. Much love to you and your family. Oh, and then he sends me this real fucking nice message, to be honest. But he says, you can leave this part out if you want. Condolences to you and your family. And fuck, man. So people send me such nice shit, dude. I really appreciate it. And then he finishes off saying, I appreciate the time you and the boys sacrificed just to make our shitty lives that much sweeter. Thank you. Fuck, man. We don't deserve this, dude. That, honest to God, that's how I feel with like all of our listeners that reach out to us. I feel like we just don't deserve them. You guys are way too fucking nice to us. Man, he's got some good stories, dude. Fuck yeah, we got one more from him. Actually, we have two. I'll save one of them. We'll read one more. He says, alrighty, one more about a teacher I had. Middle school, 7th period, SPED class. Oh, that's special ed, SPED class. But yeah, our boy said that when he was in school, he was labeled or gifted with learning disabilities. So your boy is a smart-ass retard. That's his words, not mine. Hashtag wildman, brother. And so back to his story, he says that the teacher let him download shit from LimeWire on the class computer. We would download dumb shit like prank calls where they dub Arnold's voice from movies and people answer the phone to, what is your name and who is your daddy? Fuck, that's good shit. Kindergarten cop, who is your daddy and what does he do? Fuck, that's some good stuff. Pretty funny thinking back. Anyway, this teacher got a DWI in front of school one day. And after school, and we were his last class, so we were so shitty of a class that we drove him to drink and ruined his life. Later in high school, I went to a charter vocational school for losers and juggalos, and he ended up working there as my English teacher, and he wouldn't talk about it. Fuck yeah, dude. Hashtag wildman to both these guys. That sucks, but hell yeah, it's a fucking baller move, dude. I would drinking at the end of the school day, driving home drunk. I mean, driving drunk isn't good. That's not smart. I've only driven drunk like once. I'm not proud of it at all. And I wish I would have never done it. It's a stupid thing. It's a dangerous thing. And it's not cool. It's not funny. But I was drunk in downtown Orlando. And I was there for a work party thingy. Like, we went to World of Beer. Saw Aaron Gordon of the Orlando Magic down there. Me and my buddy E actually were drinking there. And I remember we're like, dude, is that fucking Aaron Gordon? And we'd always have to go take a piss, and we'd take the long way there so we could walk by him. But anyways, Yeah, I got really fucking drunk. And I was walking around downtown Orlando trying to find where I parked. And I remember going into this restaurant to get a chicken tender sandwich. And I have no idea to this day what happened, but all the workers kept apologizing to me and kept coming up to me and saying sorry. And I don't know what it was about at all. And then I get to the parking garage, and I should have never done it, but I was afraid to sleep in my car because I don't really know Orlando that well. I had just moved there recently, and I didn't want to sleep in my car. I didn't want to get like robbed or anything. So I decided to drive back home. And on the way back home, I was following like my maps, my map app, and it took me to this toll booth. And I'm like, what the fuck? But it was, I guess it's closed at night. You don't have to worry about it. And it's one that you just throw the change in yourself. So I stopped there super confused. I'm like, what the fuck do I do? And I don't remember what it was, like 85 cents or $1.15. But I don't think you had to actually pay it at night because no one's there. It's not open. So I grabbed like 30 cents all in like pennies and nickels. I chucked it in there and fucking took off. I was like, oh, fuck. Oh, shit, man. Am I going to have to fucking ram through a gate or something? I didn't know what was going on. But I made it home safe. And no one should drink. No one should drink and drive, I mean. Fuck it. Let's get another story from Eric. I love this dude. I like his stories. I felt bad for like half a second for hitting you with these rapid-fire stories, but then I remember you asked for this. Yes, I did. Keep them coming. Everyone send in stories, man. I love this shit. I like hearing stories about kids you went to school with that are kind of goofy or fucked up or crazy teachers and shit like that. I love this stuff. So third grade special ed class, yes again, they labeled me gifted with learning disabilities, so your boy's a smart-ass retard. Me and my icy hot friend got in trouble in this class for listening to the amazing Jekyll Brothers. Okay, I gotta stop right there. Holy shit. All right. Andrew, if you're listening, let's fucking calm that boner down, son. Jekyll Brothers was an amazing album, though, first off. Two, the icy hot friend is a kid that he convinced to put icy hot on his balls. I don't remember if we mentioned that in the last episode or not. So hell yeah, but amazing Jekyll Brothers. Good album. Good fucking album. And that's right, fuck the world, and coincidentally, fuck our computer privileges, because we were not allowed for the rest of the year. So Fuck the World is a song that was on that album. Sadly, the funk in this story doesn't come from two clowns from Detroit spitting the wicked shit. This is the story of a girl. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole... Oh my god, here, I was just singing that, because I saw this is the story of a girl, but he really did just type that out. This is the story of a girl who cried over and drowned the whole world and also will remain nameless out of respect. Just to get an idea of what I'm talking about, this girl was a perfect cross between the little girl the Trunchbull fucking hurled over that fence, pigtails and all, and radio. Oh, that poor, poor girl. Holy shit. Man, that girl that gets thrown over that fence and radio, that's fucked. That is fucked. Now, they kept us speds out. Is that, I don't know. I've never heard that term. I know it means special education, but I've never heard speds. I don't know. So they kept us speds out in the portables, and sometimes we'd be sitting on the floor crisscross applesauce, or in my day, Indian style, Native American style. And this girl would rip the nastiest, raunchiest, bass-filled fart, and it would echo on the floor. At least 7 out of 10 times, she cleared the whole class out, and the other 3 times, the teachers just opened the doors and windows and made us suffer. What was probably worse is that when she did it, she would get this Jim Carrey Grinch grin, and she knew what the fuck she was doing. Hashtag wild child. Hell yeah, that's good shit. I remember one time, my buddy Eric, he was chasing me in the gym in like 8th grade, and I've never farted in school. So, like, I didn't want to be embarrassed by farting. And he was chasing me for some reason. I don't remember why. But we both got tangled up and fell in his head. So, I landed face down. He landed face down, but, like, on top of me. And his head landed right in my ass cheeks. And I farted as I went down. And he was like, oh, come on, Kevin. You farted, man. I was like, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. That's just how my ass smells. Like, that's a better defense to say I just have a smelly, shitty, poopy ass. Like, that's a better defense than admitting that I farted accidentally. But, yeah, thanks for these stories, Eric. Man, that's some good shit, brother. Eric from Montana. Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah, once again, man. Sorry, I'm going through my messages on here. Just thank you to everyone that sent me shit. For real. It's, you guys have been great. We got people from Twitter, from Instagram that follow us on there that have been sending us voicemails, texts, and stuff. And yeah, I really appreciate it. Shout out to Danny, who sent us a funny gif of this dog sticking his head out the window. And she said she just wanted to say hi, and she adored us. She also joined the Snap group. So welcome to the hashtag asshive. Welcome to the family. Alrighty, we got a message right here from our boy Kyle. It says, hey, brothers. This is Kyle Hansen. Big fan. You guys are great. Haven't seen a new episode in a while. I hope all is good. I know Kev's dad was having some heart problems. I'm keeping you two in my thoughts. Hang in there, Kev. And yeah, I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for that. Joining the gang soon. I wanted some stickers. Keep up the fun, boys. Much love, your brother Kyle. Fuck yeah. Thank you, Kyle. I have stickers around here somewhere. So if anyone wants stickers, just shoot me an email and let me know an address and I'll mail some out to you. Also, we mentioned, because not just for personal selfish reasons, like, ooh, I want that money, need that money. I'm a little goblin who wants these coins. But we talked about starting a Patreon again. We have had a lot of people ask us about Patreon, and we got to run some ideas with all the dudes. But we talked about maybe doing the Patreon, and the Dirty Dog House would be Patreon only, which means you would have to be a supporter of the podcast on there. But it would only be like a dollar. We'd probably put like two or three tiers, like $1, $5, $10 a month. But they would all just be the same. So it's like you can pay $1 and just get everything, or $5 or $10 if you want to pay more, but you don't have to. But yeah, with the Patreon, we might get that started again. But if we do, Dirty Dog will probably go to Patreon only. I guess if you really want to hear it, though, you could always sign up and then just cancel it so you don't get charged if you wanted to. I mean, it's only a buck, I think. Yeah, it would only be a dollar. But if you want to, sign up, cancel here, and listen to it. But yeah, I don't know. Because if we do Patreon, I wanted to have something out every week. And as much as I want the Dirty Dog to be on the regular feed also, I just don't know if I'd have time to do a third episode a week every week. That'd be tough. Yeah, we'll try and figure that out. Let's do a voicemail right here. Let's do a call. I have no idea what this is, so let's find out.
Yo.
This
is Big Brother Boy.
Oh, fuck.
Calling in again to tell you guys.
Andrew.
You T-Bro nutsacks. You Dirty Dog pups.
Hell yeah.
Another piece of shit, Big Brother Boy, as like a 5 or 6 year old kid.
Hell yeah. Because
he was a jealous piece of shit.
Hey.
And didn't get a bunch of fun stuff growing up.
Be nice to yourself.
All right. I remember being like in kindergarten and the original, I think it was either the Game Boy Color had first come out or the original like gray big ass Game Boy with all like four of those fucking batteries.
Oh yeah.
Had just come out. Well, I think they'd already come out with red or blue. Now, there was this kid, maybe I was in first grade. He was either in the same grade or a grade younger than me. Always rode the bus. And he always had, like, the Pikachu Game Boy Color. He was always playing yellow, and I'd never, you know, played yellow. And I was like, what the hell is that? That must be new.
Yeah.
So I'm just persuading him, you know, I'm letting him, talking to him, sitting him on the bus, being, like, really nice. Convince him after a couple days. So let me borrow the game. You know, this kid doesn't have a lot of money, so he shouldn't have been letting me borrow this game.
Yeah,
well,
fuck him for that.
Somehow I convinced him to let me borrow two of them, because I lost, my dumbass lost one of them. And, you know, he was kind of like, where to go? I don't know. I'm like six. I lost it. I'm an idiot. So I borrow two of them.
Oh.
Weeks go by.
Andrew.
I really did lose one. And he asked me, like, every day. To get that game back, and I fucking loved it. I didn't have the red or blue, so I'm just playing this Pokemon Yellow all the time on my Game Boy Color. I'm like, I'm not giving this fucking game back, man. I want to keep this, so I never gave it back. And then I ended up finding the other one.
Oh, my
never
God.
Never gave that one back either.
Damn, Andrew.
And a couple years later.
Damn.
I'm like second or third grade at this point. This other, I hate saying this, but he was a really cool Asian kid. Kev, you know all about that. I don't remember his name, because he was only there for probably like 5 or 6 months. He was a good friend. He lived down the road from me. And he had this game called Dragon Warrior Monsters, which is kind of like Pokemon, but you catch monsters with meat instead of balls.
Nice.
Yeah, balls.
Oh, yeah.
He let me borrow it, and I thought it was cool. I played it at his house for a while. I borrowed it, did the same Same fucking thing, just never gave it back, and he ended up moving away. So I was like, oh, cool, I can keep this. I still play the damn game.
You're just a piece of shit.
And the last piece of shit thing.
Oh.
There's this kid.
So unfortunately, Andrew's call does cut out there. I guess there's a 3-minute long limit on the voicemails, which I didn't know, so I apologize. And hopefully I can figure out how to change that and get that fixed, because I've had a couple of voicemails I haven't played yet because they do cut out before we get it all. So I apologize to Oxnard. I had his loaded up, ready to go, and he did send the voicemail and then continues it later on in a message. So I'll get that ready for next episode when we do that. But yeah, sorry about the limit, guys. I didn't know that, and kind of fucked things up. I forgot about it. But yeah, man, Andrew, that was an awesome call. I'm glad to hear that you like to steal toys from your friends. It's not like you would ever do that to me, would you, Andrew? If I let you borrow a Nintendo DS game and your girl at the time took it to buybacks to trade and you didn't stop her? You didn't prevent her? Yeah, you wouldn't do that to me, would you, Andrew? No, of course not. You would never do that.
You would never do that, would you, Andrew? Hello, Andrew. I would like to play a game with you. I want to get Devin's fucking DS games back.
No. How? No, you don't need it. We're friends. You don't need to come in here like that. There's no reason for that.
Oh, hello, everyone. Merry Christmas. What would you like today, Kevin? What would you like for Christmas? Oh, that DS game that I got you last year? Why would you need two of them? Oh, Andrew's girlfriend took it and traded it into buybacks? Have fun in hell, Andrew. Have fun in hell.
Hi, it's me, a spirit from hell. Andrew's down here with your DS games.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us in the Dirty Doghouse this episode. It's kind of weird getting back into this. I kind of feel like I've lost my crystal, my moto, and a couple of beehotches. But I feel like I've lost my groove a little bit. I think I got my swagger back. Yeah, that was embarrassing. I'll keep that in, even though I am embarrassed about it. But yeah, thank you everyone that's been calling in and stuff. We'll have a regular episode posted this weekend. Hopefully everyone enjoys it. We're going to read a story written about us in a way, kind of. But alrighty, thank you everyone for listening, and thank you for joining us in the Dirty Doghouse. Hashtag Wildman, hashtag Dirty Dog. Dirty Dog out. Operation Dumbo Drop? Yeah, I had Chinese food, so I'm about to go fucking take one of those, baby.
Ain't had pussy in a long time. Ain't had pussy in a real long time. Last time I had pussy, I was in my mom's vagina. Ain't had pussy in so many years. Ain't had pussy in 32 years. Today is my birthday. I turned 32. Yeah, ain't had pussy in a long time. Ain't had pussy in a real long time. Last time I had pussy, I was in my mom's vagina. Last time my dick got wet, I was on a vacation at a lake in Tibet. And I slipped and fell in the water. That's the only reason why my dick got wet. Ain't had pussy in a long time. Ain't had pussy in a real long time. Last time I got pussy, I was in my mom's vagina. Woke up Thought that maybe I would make a change. Got all of my clothes and my sweatshirt and my jeans, and I went to the mall to talk to some girls, and hoping maybe I could get some pussy in this world. Didn't happen, they saw my stupid hair. I begged and I pleaded, but these women didn't care. So I went home, got on my phone, called up Miss Cleo, and then I jacked myself off. Yeah, ain't had pussy in a long time. Ain't had pussy in a real long time. Last time I had pussy, I was in my mom's vagina. Ain't had pussy in a long time. Ain't had pussy in a real long time. Last time I had pussy, I was in my mom's vagina.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.